Let's start just by talking about the shape of the season, because there are three strands going on here. There's very traditional opera house opera, there's chamber opera, and then there's the other stuff.
Right. Definitely an evolutionary season. you're sort of midpoint in the evolution of an opera company. Really,
but this is where you wanted to go, right?
Absolutely. We're midpoint in really trying to define an opera company for the 21st century, which is going to be a lot of things to a lot of people in the community, infiltrate the community with a voice, and kind of be a multi-channel provider in a multi-channel universe.
And are these three separate audiences, or will there be like a Venn diagram where they intersect?
There is a bit of a Venn diagram, but there's not as much overlap as one might think. So we have our Opera at the Academy series, we have our Aurora series, the Chamber series, and the Perlman, and then we've just announced a number of Opera in the City initiatives. One is the continuation of our Opera on the Mall, our broadcast.
Let's talk about that. This is the third year?
Third. And really, I kind of feel that the first two were trials for this one. We had famously rain on the first one. But I think we've really come to figure out how to do it technologically. We've got that completely.
Are you still asking people to register?
Yes.
Can they show up?
They can show up. We'll ask them to register before they come in. The reason for registration is really twofold. One, we kind of need to know how many people are coming. And two, we want to have a relationship with these people. And hopefully they will want to have one after the experience. So we've really figured out sort of interstitial programming and things to make it a full evening. We're moving the site on the mall.
Away from the buses.
Yeah. So we're reorienting the space a bit. And then I think our communications department's just done an amazing job at sort of really putting it in context and making it an exciting thing. And they've got lots of more support materials when people get there so that they can connect it. The smartphone apps are completely changed and up to speed. And so I think everything to go around that. I mean, we had, and I think this is a good test, in the first day we had 2,000 registrants. That's almost a full performance in the Academy of Music.
Yeah,
That's the first day.
What's the ambition? I mean, the place can hold, it's pretty much unlimited, right? What that space
can hold? No, that block can hold like maximum 10,000,
okay.
I think. Okay. So if we had 5,000 or north of 5,000, we would be happy. Again, with these new things, we sort of need to, you have to be careful with numbers, right? Because are we here looking for sort of frequency counts of what's coming, or are we here for people to have experiences? And ultimately, we're here for people to have experiences. Of course, we love to mass things, and sort of when lots of people come to something, it's a happening. You know, our houses were full this past season, and I think that added to the experience for people because the houses are full.
So essentially, they were part of
and
right.
Performance is a social experience. So that's important, but it's not the goal. The goal is, no matter how many people end up at the mall, if five people sort of have an epiphany and like opera, we're good. You know, or if a family goes and it becomes a regular thing that a family with, you know, 10 and 12-year-olds do, and they do that for 4 or 5 years, and then 20 years later, if that 10-year-old becomes an opera patron or decides to study a musical instrument or voice, like all those things are home runs. So it's really
just get it in front of people.
Because you don't know sort of what's going to happen in the ecology because you're doing these things. They just have to be deep and meaningful, and you have to do them with integrity, and they have to be exciting, and they have to connect some way, and they also have to be unexpected. We talk a lot about that every time somebody comes to an Opera Philadelphia experience, there has to be an element that we exceed their expectations, or we do something that's of a surprise, because that's what we all want. I mean, we can predict pretty much our lives, and we're tied to technology, and we can plan things out, we can talk to people, we can text, we can do all this sort of stuff. And to be surprised and to have something unexpected happening is a special thing in our lives.
Kind of the goal of all art, actually.
Totally. And with opera, we're kind of blessed because we got a lot of tricks up our sleeves because, you know, we're sort of multimedia. We're the original multimedia experience long before it was even a term.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of different things. And I think what we're finding is as we sort of, you know, expand the platforms and the places that we do things, we've got even more tricks.